Well, now on this Holy Thursday, we've a special treat for you because in our travel slot, Michelle Jackson of thenoveltraveller.com is joining me in studio with some ideas for the more adventurous of you out there. What we're talking is the opening of theme parks, iconic centres, and she has some great suggestions because this week is the time of year in March, Easter, where people are deciding to open them up right through to October. So we're going to go all over the world for the best theme parks. Where are we heading to first, Michelle?
Hello, Ivan. We're starting off in sunny Spain, and PortAventura Park is a huge, absolutely enormous theme park outside Salou, which is about an hour flight from Barcelona, or you can fly into Reus very conveniently. It's only about a 10-minute transfer. And Salou is a very happening, thriving, resort. But PortAventura is a must visit. And last year saw the opening of a very exciting theme park, Ferrari Land, which is a must do for anybody who's a fan of the Ferrari or Formula One. It was actually opened by Enzo Ferrari's son, Piero. And I was lucky enough to get to see him. I actually stalked him, ran around the park, looking to get my photo taken with him because, the Ferrari icon is one of the most iconic in the world. And with the success of Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi, the Spanish decided, to have this as their location for the Ferrari Land.
I thought Ferrari was Italian. Is that not
right? It is Italian. It is Italian. But because of the success of PortAventura, they linked the two up and they have recreated a little mini Italy. There literally is a carbon copy of Maranello, the town where Ferrari started in 70 years ago. And it's all around the corner. You've got the Colosseum, all sorts of throwbacks to Rome. And you've also got gelaterias where you can eat the gelato, and you've got lovely restaurants. But the highlight for me is the pole position simulator. This is the closest thing you will feel to being in a Formula One racing car. You will need to make a booking to go in it, but it's well worth it. And I got a chance to speak to Marc Genet, who was a test driver for Ferrari, and he said that it was as good as the ones he uses all the time when they're doing their trials.
And what do you get into? A kind of little cockpit type thing? Or is it actually a car itself?
It's a little cockpit.
Okay.
But it has all the
like
gizmos.
Other simulators.
It is.
Yeah.
It has all the gizmos and you really feel like you're there. Now, the Red Force is the ride that everyone has to go on because this is the tallest and fastest roller coaster ride in Europe. And it takes you in 5 seconds to a speed of 180 kilometres. And it really is like a Specsavers moment. If you're not prepared for it, you're going to know all about it where you are. You race up to the top of this really, really high tower and come back down again just as quickly on the other side.
A number of questions. First of all, I've been to Barcelona. I haven't been to PortAventura. How far apart are they?
Oh, an hour.
Okay.
An hour.
Really drive by train?
Yeah, you can get a train. Okay. Or there'll be a transfer
coastal holiday resort which this Ferrari Land exists.
Absolutely. And
Is it a new development?
No, PortAventura is over.
No, Ferrari Land.
Oh, Ferrari Land is. It only opened last year.
Okay.
And it's been a great success.
If you're not into Formula One, Would it be worth going to?
Well, you see, the great thing is PortAventura World is a theme park for everybody. And it's where they've reconstructed little mini countries from around the world, like Mexico and China.
So PortAventura
It's worth a visit. There's also a third park, which is an aqua park. It's the Costa Caribe Aqua Park. And I've got a lovely package here from Wallace Group Travel, taking families out on the 26th of July for a week. Two adults and two children. And it's 2,180 and That's per family.
All right.
And that included in that is your flights to Barcelona, checked in luggage, your transfers, a one bedroom apartment on a half board basis. So that really makes a difference to your costs while you're there. And a 3 day park pass. So you can spend a day in PortAventura, a day, in Ferrari Land, and
you
a day. You can get the best of all of them. That's quite a good deal.
Okay.
And that's on my website with Wallace Group.
Okay. Well, that is Ferrari Land, it's PortAventura. And it'll be quite hot at that time of year, 26th of July, first week of August, but it's around the time of the bank holiday weekend, so it might be worth putting in your diary.
It might be worth
putting. All right, now you've picked out two British ones in English.
Yeah, two British
Drayton
ones.
Drayton Manor.
Because the little ones won't be little for very long and they grow up all too quickly. And I remember when my own son was mad about Thomas Tank Engine and we had Bertie Bus and we had Percy the Train all over the house and, this is the time to bring them when they're little, because once they turn five, they'll turn around and go, I don't like Thomas anymore. But Drayton Manor is a theme park that has got scary roller coasters. It has a lovely zoo, and it's just north of Birmingham. Very accessible for people who want to take the ferry. And I have a package here from Irish Ferries. And this is very reasonable, and it runs up until May. And it's valid until the 20th of May. It's for two adults and two children, including your transfers, and a one-day pass to the park for $479. And
how long is your stay for?
Two nights.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's with Irish Ferries. I have a similar one here.
So in Drayton Manor, what would you expect? Sort of hurdy-gurdies?
It's not that type. No, they're quite fast roller coasters. They're quite good, but you know, the zoo is a big part of it there.
But Thomas the Tank Engine is the centrepiece of it.
I think if you've got really little toddlers,
so
that's
rides,
the one.
Attractions, and all that.
And it's like £80 for passes if you're going, you know, independently, but there's tickets included in that, which is quite a good option.
It's for the kids,
till May.
And
it is.
Yeah, they love it. Okay.
And if they're getting a little bit bigger, you could bring them to Legoland, because Stenaline have an offer for a family of four for $699, and that's for two nights at a 4-star hotel in Legoland Park, which is in Windsor Castle, of course.
Yeah, I've been to Windsor Castle. I haven't been to Legoland. Yeah, is it right there in the castle?
It is. It's right just outside it. It's right beside it. It's less than 5 hours from Holyhead. Mm. If you're coming from Fishguard, it's probably closer. Legoland is filled of different little worlds. Again, the land of the Vikings, the Knights Kingdom. You've got little mini lands like miniature Amsterdam and Paris. You've got Mount Rushmore and famous world sites reconstructed. It's really all in Lego, everything in Lego, and there are little roller coaster rides as well too.
And can you make up Lego and kids? Oh, yeah. You know, is there activities
absolutely
there?
And there's a big gaming area as well for the older kids, for the teenagers, you know, where you can you can play games. So there's actually quite a lot to do in that.
Well, what sort of money are we talking about for that trip?
That's $699 per family for two nights. That's your crossing, your ferry with Stenaline, including your car, which is the great thing, which really does kind of knock back out costs like your transfers from the airport. And I'll give you a little tip if you are travelling with Stena, and I always say this on the ferry. There is a lounge. It's called the Plus Lounge.
Yeah, I know it.
And it's only about €20.
You get free wine, any amount of it.
You get any amount of it. And you get
and nuts.
Lovely food. You get more than nuts. I think you get a few.
You get fruit and stuff like that. No, I used to be a regular traveller on it. Yeah.
And I'll say to travellers who are travelling through airports as well, in Johannesburg, we had a long, you know, gap delay before our flight took off. So we checked into a lounge. It was €20. We had beautiful food, a couple of G&Ts, an Indian curry, got a few magazines, fabulous Wi-Fi. And I mean, if we had been out wandering around the airport trying to kill the time, you would spend a lot more than €20. So that's a good tip.
So there are two British options for you if you want to take the car. Younger kids, let's talk about Disneyland Paris.
We have to talk about Disney because it's the 25th year since it's been open, and it's really celebrating like it always does. I mean, if you haven't been to Disney and you have a little girl, it just has to be done, because I think the whole princess theme kingdom, it'll pass them by if they don't do it. There are so many theme parks with everything going on for, you know, pirate lovers or Viking lovers, etc. But for the princesses, you got to go to Disney. And I've got a really good price here from Click and Go for three nights, staying in the Kyriad Disneyland Resort in Paris for a twin room. And now the theme park tickets are not included in this price.
This is for the month of May.
This is for the month of May, yeah. And
two adults, two children sharing, family-based, all in $959 per family. Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad
and
at
you,
all.
So you fly to Paris, and then you get down to the Kyriad.
It's very close. It's very
close. Resort.
Yeah, you can get the train. Just get the train straight out, and it's very, very close. So, you know, three nights, and if you haven't done the Disney thing, it's something you might think about doing in May. You know, and it mightn't be your actual family holiday, or it could be, but it's something worth doing.
Is there big queues like there is in Disneyland?
There are big queues. Yes, there are queues in most theme parks, so you have to try and beat queues. There are actually some water parks where you can beat the queues with them. You know, if they give you a watch where you can swipe it and get a time, and you can take passes as well in Disneyland. You know, you can take a fast track pass and come back in 2 or 3 hours later, and you'll go into a quicker quicker queue. So you do need to be aware of that and keep that in mind.
All right, we have two more for you, but before we finish up, Gardaland. No, it's not. It's not Temple Moor or Phoenix Park. But where's this?
No, Gardaland is on Lake Garda in beautiful Italy, up in the north. And I have a package here to stay in Peschiera, which is on the southernmost point of Lake Garda, and it's literally 10 minutes from Gardaland. Gardaland is a theme park, like very similar to PortAventura and Disneyland, maybe a little bit smaller. The theme is this little friendly dinosaur and a little green dinosaur, and he's all around the park. It also has a lovely aqua park, and for little kids, it has Peppa Pig Land opening this year. So that's something something else that's going on with
it. So what's the money, and when do you go?
Well, this is 628 per person, going out the 26th of May with Top Flight, and staying in the Bella Italia mobile homes, which are quite luxurious.
Was it for a week or
yeah,
how long?
This is for a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you also included in this is fabulous water facilities in the Bella Italia apartments, so you don't nearly need to go to an aqua park. Now, a family day ticket to Gardaland is 138 per family. So if you want to just go somewhere where there is a theme park and you want to appease the kids, but you want to stay somewhere really nice yourself, go to Venice and Verona. That's what I do.
We're going to finally break the bank, Michelle, because you're talking Stratosphere Las Vegas. Now, I've been to Las Vegas. I never heard of this place. What is it?
It's an old enough hotel now. It's over 20 years old.
Is it on the Strip?
It is. It's up nearer the Old Town.
Okay.
It's up off the Strip. But the tower is 350 metres high, and at the top of it is a theme park. There are several rides: X-Cream, Sky Jump, Insanity, where the go-kart literally hangs over, takes you over the edge, and you're left hanging there for over 1,100 feet.
Is this Stag Party territory?
This is Stag Party territory, and I have a great price here for any theme park-loving stags. It's $529 per person for 3 nights, staying at the Stratosphere. And this is with Tour America, going out on the 8th of December. That's for 4 people sharing, so maybe there's a party of 4 or 8 of you, and you really want to,
Well, the first thing I can say is December is the right time to go. The Nevada desert is no place to be in the summer.
It's a wonderful time of year to go. It's really perfect time of year, actually, December. It'll still be nice and warm.
So who's that package with?
That's with Tour America, $529 per person. That's your flights and 3 nights accommodation. A terrific price. That's kind of my bonus this week, because I think I had to just bring that to everyone's attention.
All right. Well, you've done a huge amount of work there. Michelle Jackson
Thanks,
of
Ivan.
The Novel Traveller has put all those theme park ideas, all 6 of them, for your delectation and consideration, covering all categories of age groups, family, single people. I'm sure there's something to tickle your fancy. As always, Michelle.
Thank you, Ivan.